Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to the biggest podcast on the web. We are live. My name's Lucas.
My name's Jacob.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is The Bro Show with Lucas and Jacob, two brothers from the middle of nowhere. They are comedians, YouTubers, athletes, and they also do some charity work. They just got signed with Spotify, so it's a Spotify exclusive. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
When I was counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, did that unlock anything in your mind? Just let me do it again. Like, what do you think of? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like, I know so many people in the audience right now are like, oh my God, I know exactly what you're thinking of, Lucas.
In the audience?
Yeah, like we have a live studio audience.
Well, I'm either guessing The Biggest Loser, which I don't even remember watching.
You thought The Biggest Loser? Show where people compete to lose
this
weight?
This person would weigh like 300 pounds and they'd say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and they'd come out weighing like 180
Well, you think of nothing else though. When I say it, you'll remember.
Nickelodeon slime show? I don't know.
It is Nickelodeon something. iCarly, wasn't that like the beginning? 5, 4, and then it would go to like, I know,
okay.
You see, somehow the world will change. That's in my mind because I just watched the first episode of the reboot.
Oh, wait, you have a membership?
Oh, it's free at first.
Oh, it is?
But then I saw when I looked at, when we got the free, it said like try for free. I don't know for how long, but it might have only been for like 20 minutes and then they start charging you. But,
I know, that's
but I saw it said plan starting at $4. I was like, okay, that's a good deal.
That is. I mean, so I saw clips of the iCarly reboot, and I want to watch it. So I have this thing where I'm kind of against reboots because it's kind of just like, because from past experience, most of them, not even trying to hate, but most of them just, they don't hit because they usually, okay, so if it's a kid's show that was a kid's show, they don't make it into an adult show. Not like it has to be a porno or something, but but now this iCarly one, she says like the F word and stuff.
The first episode, at least, it seemed like it still was like a family show.
Oh, yeah, but I have high hopes for this one. So I think this is a reboot that has potential.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was good. Like, there was like some parts where I was like, oh my God, that's funny. You know what I mean? That sounds so dumb saying it like that. But Miranda Cosgrove is like she was funny in it.
Yeah, like okay, like just Miranda Cosgrove, Jerry Chirino, and Nathan Kuss.
Oh yeah, so should we talk about their looks like from now to then?
I'm kidding. They all look the same, basically.
I know,
right?
That's what I was about to say. They all look exactly the same. Freddie, like he kind of looks.
Oh
like,
yeah, because he looks more like he like went to the gym a little.
Yeah, he just looks like oh like he's like grown up a little bit. Whereas like, Miranda
pull-ups.
And Jerry Trainor, like somehow they're like frozen in time. I'm so confused.
Jerry Trainor is so interesting to me because he's just interesting to me because he's like he was on Drake and Josh. Now he's
oh,
on
yeah.
the. It's like comedy. Like I just wanna. Spend a day with him, basically, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time I saw him at UCB in LA. It's like an improv
place.
Did you
talk to him?
And I said, hey, how are you? And he said, hey.
Did he, like, since you guys were both on iCarly together for an episode, did he remember you or no?
I mean, I think we both said hi, so I'm assuming he remembered me, unless, like, he just thought a random person was saying hi.
Oh.
But I don't know.
What's his vibe?
His vibe was just like, hey! That was like his vibe.
Bitch, what did that even say?
His vibe was literally just normal.
Not that this matters about Jerry Chirino, but is he dating anyone?
I Googled this the other day.
Oh, yeah, and is he gay, straight, or bi? I'm not even joking.
I think
funny.
None of that's public. I'm assuming he's... I don't know.
Have questions.
It said he had rumored girlfriends, but they think he's not married. So,
yeah, because
yeah.
I've, okay. Yeah,
like,
I,
tea guys, if in case you're wondering.
If I had to guess with Jerry Chirino, I could picture him being married to a girl for 20 years and, like, we just don't know.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, oh, I just don't want to, like, give away that part of my life.
Yeah.
But Bro of the Week time!
Yes!
Woo! Look at that potato! It's literally, Bro of the Week this week is literally just a potato. No name, no info, but... They're subscribed to the Patreon.
Oh my gosh.
A literal potato.
I want to know what this potato is from. Is it an Idaho potato? I know that's like the most
I think it's
popular.
Like a European potato.
I remember a few years ago there was going to be a potato shortage.
Really? Wait, what about French fries?
I don't know what happened with it, but I remember seeing that in the news. But
I think McDonald's has like a billion potatoes frozen. So like just in case there is a shortage.
Well, okay. I remember hearing this somewhere that when they get these potatoes, like, so when you get a potato from the grocery store, it got picked like 5 years ago. So there's just like warehouses with...
What? Like, but they freeze them, like, obviously.
I'm pretty sure like the potatoes that they pick this year won't go on sale till like 2024.
Ew, they last that long? That
Someone
gross
can fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure. No, I don't even think it's in a freezer. They just keep it in a warehouse.
What? How do they last that long? Potatoes like the most magical food then, because everything else goes bad.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, Bro of the Week is a potato. They wanted to remain anonymous, and thank you so much for supporting the show. If you ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and join the top tier. But even if you join the low tier, you got to join in on the monthly live streams, get the podcast early in. You know, the live streams are lit.
It's like Netflix, basically.
Yeah, the live streams are crazy. Like, we have, like, special guests. Like, last month, like, Jake Paul was on. And, like, this month we're trying to get, what's her name?
Like, I know
Bella Porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to perform Build-A-Bitch.
I know you guys don't like Jake Paul, but I actually think he's cool. Yeah, and I'm like, friends with him.
Behind the scenes, like, we're best friends of Jake Paul. And
but
he was
obviously,
in the last
like,
life.
For the internet, he just wants to do stuff, which, I mean, for everyone wants views. I get it.
Yeah, we're bros with him. So he was on, like, the last live stream. But we might fight him soon.
Yeah.
Beat him up for, like, a pay-per-view. But, yeah.
What? What if it was a fight 2-1?
Because, oh, that would be funny.
Okay, if, like, for some reason I was in the fight scene, I'd be like, okay, can someone join me? Because I'm too scared to fight someone.
Oh, yeah, like, if we actually were going to fight Jake Paul, I think even just us two, we probably wouldn't win because, like, you know what I mean? We don't have any boxing experience.
No, but if we, like, okay, if we had a year of practicing...
Even then, yeah, I feel like a month in, I'd be like, this just hurts. Like, I'm not going to go to another practice where I get punched, so I'm just going to leave.
That's the thing about it. Like,
what if they let us have weapons, though? Not, like, guns or anything, but, like, you could have, like, a
nice.
Taser.
Oh, well, you just win, right?
No, but, like, you could only use it for 5 seconds. Like, you know, on, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they'd have, like, you could call a friend or ask the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we would have certain things we could use. Like, we could bring in, like, if I was really getting, like, the shit beat out of me by Jake Paul, I'd be like, okay, throw in the taser. So I'd be able to tase him to, like, make it a little bit more equal.
Oh, what if it's not tasers? It's things that are annoying. For example, bring in the 5 Big Macs and you just throw them on him. And
oh,
if someone
yeah.
threw Big Macs on me, even if I was fighting, I'd just be like, boo, now I'm going to have to get acne. And it's just annoying having all this Big Macs on me.
Or circular motion hair pulling. Because that could disorient someone.
Oh, that could pull your scalp off.
Yeah. Ugh. Or even just, like, make him smell, like have, like,
a bunch of shit in a bag and put it in
their
face.
Oh, yeah, make him, shove it, yeah, in his face.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea. But, yay. So, it's Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. Happy Pride, everyone. I bought... on Amazon, I typed in gay hat and gay socks, and I picked both of the things. And I haven't done the Instagram photo yet. Everyone's waiting.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to do a Pride Instagram photo.
You need to start doing your Instagram and become famous on Instagram.
Maybe by the time this is posted, I will have taken the photo. But I'm just, like, waiting I'm waiting for, like, the right photographer and stuff.
I want to start using Instagram more because, like, maybe if I started using it more, I'd stop losing followers.
Instagram is one of those weird platforms. Like, YouTube, for example, I feel like my channel always, like, I always feel like I'm gaining new people, kind of, because, like, the algorithm. But Instagram, for example, I don't know how the algorithm works, probably because I just never post, but all I do is lose.
Yeah, so I feel like with Instagram, since I never really talk about it, like, I feel like all the people that follow me, Like my OG viewers. There's no, like, new viewers
and
my channel.
I totally get, like, unfollowing people. Like, whenever I lose followers, I don't even really care because I'm like, oh, I do the same thing. Like, sometimes you follow someone and you just stop watching them. So you're like, oh, I'm just going to follow.
Plus, like, when I go on Instagram, I just look at the first 5 photos. So it's kind of just like.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of just like, okay. Like, you know, like, it's like, usually the 5 photos are, like, Khloe Kardashian. I'm joking. It's usually just, I don't know, but there's only like 5 photos from Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But do you use the Instagram shop feature?
No, I never go on there.
I don't either.
Wait, is it supposed to be, is it just like all the ads in one spot? Is it all ads?
Well, from what when I look at it, it's like, yeah, it's like ads, but they make them like personal or something.
Oh, my God. I'll have to look at it.
It's so cool. I'm joking. I never use it.
We did a podcast years ago. Before this was even a video podcast, I'm pretty sure. It was audio only. We did a podcast analyzing your guys' dreams. Because me and Jacob just, like, we kind of researched, like, dream analysis for maybe, like, half an hour. So from what we learned, we analyzed all of your dreams. So we're going to do the same thing today.
Yeah, because
people sent in a bunch of dreams.
I know. Like, last week, 30 minutes in, I was telling this scary dream that I had. And then I said, oh my gosh, we should do dream analysis episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then people did send in dreams. And, like, so if you, like, if we're going to read your dream and dissect it, like, don't actually believe what, like, I mean, maybe, I mean, I'm just saying, like, don't change your life from what we say.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you should, though, because we could be right.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like there's this phenomenon. I felt so dumb saying this. I was going to say, there's this phenomenon. Well, in certain cases, even if you're not an expert, you have this certain amount of intelligence from other experts going into your brain, you know?
From, like, the 30-minute research.
Yeah, so basically what I was saying was, yeah. I mean, it's not true, but it's a theory, guys.
But, yeah, dreams, like, what is, like, your actual theory on dreams? Like, I want to think dreams have meaning, but then also part of me wants to think they don't have meaning. Like, I like the idea that dreams, like, might just be, like, your brain and, like, subconscious just spurting out random images and stuff to, like, just clear out everything. Like, I almost feel like they might have, like, zero meaning.
Oh, yeah. So maybe if you had stress about something, you'd have a dream about it. So then, because that's how your brain, starts over again. So then that stress goes away.
Because isn't it a thing where if you didn't sleep, like, you would go crazy? Because, like, your brain needs sleep to, like, process everything and, like, just, like, clear out everything.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this thing that, like, if you don't, this is so annoying to say, because, like, it said, like, if you don't sleep enough, like, you're more likely to get, like, Alzheimer's and stuff. But, like, that stuff like that is so annoying, because then, like, you're in a stress about sleeping and then you won't be able to sleep. So then
sleep is so important, just from my experience, because when it gets time to bedtime, so I actually have, like, a good sleep schedule. I usually go to bed at, like, 12. The reason why I said I actually have a good sleep schedule, because all these people on social media say they have a bad sleep schedule, which, like, I don't know if it's one of those things, like, not even trying to be funny, but I don't know if it's one of those things where these people on social media are trying to act cool by saying that. Like, is it cool to say I have a bad sleeping schedule? I don't know. Like sometimes I wonder with social media trends, this is just a side note, if people are saying it to be cool because for some reason it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But that's beside the point. So I go to bed, and, like, when I go to bed, I actually feel like, I want to go to bed. And then I wake up, I just feel, like, rejuvenated. Like, not that the day before that was bad, but I love waking up in, like, a new headspace. So that's why I think sleep is
so important. Have you ever had a bad sleep schedule, though?
That's the thing is, like, obviously there's probably a few people doing it for clicks and I don't know. Why would you do it for clicks? But there's, like, people that, it seems like they actually just, they have, like, insomnia and that sucks ass.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, for me, like, the only time I've had a bad sleep schedule is if one night I'm like, let's stay up till 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock. And then I just end up going to bed at, like, 2 o'clock the next night. Like, I don't consider it a bad sleep schedule if I go to bed at 2 and wake up at 10. I mean, it's still, like, you're waking up, not early, but in the morning.
I remember when I was a teen, though, I think I did think it was cool to have a bad sleep schedule. Because remember, like, during the summer breaks, for example, I would literally stay up to, like, 4:30 and then sleep until 1 because I was like, this is so cool.
Oh, yeah, but I actually understand staying up till 4 o'clock because there's something. So once it hits 12, after that, you kind of feel like it's, like, after hours. I don't really do it that often, but I kind of like staying up late at night because I feel there's, like, this thing where like, you, like, start to gain energy after a certain amount of time. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, at, like, 10 o'clock, I'm tired. But if you stay up later, you just naturally gain energy somehow. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a scientist, but I always go to sleep, like, around the same time, like, around midnight. Because I just like waking up earlier. Like, I don't want to wake up at 1, even though, like, it's fine. But I just don't. Then I feel like I, like, missed out on the day or something.
I feel like if I woke up at 1 every day, I would just get sad. Because I just would feel like, I'm going to be, like, so late to, like, doing my work. So it just feels like, it's already dinner time. So, like, usually during this time, I'm done with, like, editing or filming or something. So it's like, okay. Yeah, I just feel like I'd just be sad if I woke up at 1. Just me, though.
But what's your opinion on dreams? Do you think they have meaning? Do you want to believe they have meaning? Do you think they're psychic?
My guess, I feel like dreams do have a deep meaning. The reason why I think this is because this isn't any scientific stuff, but for a little bit, I tried to make a sleep journal because I just feel like your dreams are trying to tell you something. Like, I don't think it's, I mean, it could be like a spirit guide trying to tell you something, but it doesn't, if you don't think spiritually, it could just be like your brain trying to solve problems, which is kind of what Lucas was saying. But yeah, I feel like dreams for sure have some meaning. And I do kind of believe that some dreams could be like psychic vibes. Because I kind of have this thing where I feel like if something crazy happens, you're never that surprised because like you kind of expected it because maybe it happened in one of your dreams. That's just a theory of mine. Like that could be where I don't necessarily believe it, but it's interesting to think about.
Oh yeah.
So like if for some reason you won the lottery and moved to Cabo, like you kind of thought, oh my, this is crazy, but maybe like you kind of were ready for it because your dreams got you ready for it.
Oh, you didn't even know because you don't remember the dreams?
Yeah, because that's the thing is that don't we dream all the time when we're sleeping, but we don't remember most of them or something?
I don't know if all the time, but I do know like you don't remember most of your dreams.
Also, have you heard that, I think I said this on another podcast, but have you heard that you can never die in your dreams?
Really?
Because I guess like you die in real life or something. I mean, but I don't know if that's, I think that's just people like saying
I guess like you always do wake up when you die in a dream. Like yeah, for example, if you have one of those classic dreams where someone shoots you or something. Is that just me?
Because yeah, from like my late experience, like recently, I don't ever die in my dreams if I
usually
get
you wake
dreams.
Up like with so much anxiety because like maybe your body just gets so much adrenaline that you're just forced to wake up. Like you're not relaxed anymore.
Oh yeah. But I do hate nightmares. Like I actually like I don't have nightmares like that often, but probably like I feel like for the normal person I have them a little bit more often, but I just hate nightmares. Like I just hate, it's like this other world that's not even real because you never you get in this vibe that's not even a vibe that you are in real life. I don't even know. It's weird. I hate it.
Have you ever had a dream? I think I talked about this in our last dream podcast, but you have a dream where you're so thankful and you wake up that it wasn't real life because, like, the dream was so real. Like, remember, I had a dream that, like, I was on a street, like, in our hometown, and I was, like, and in the dream, I was, like, oh, wait, this is a dream, so I'm just going to, like, wreck everything. So I was, like, driving and, like, crashing into all these things. But then, like, the police and stuff were, like, I think somehow I got caught by the police or something in the dream. And then I remember thinking, like, wait, why did I think this was a dream? Like, this is real life, and I just, like, ruined my whole life by, like, doing all this illegal stuff.
Oh.
And then I woke up, and I was, like, thank God that was a dream. Because, like, I just thought it was so real in the dream. Like, I ruined my whole life because, like, I crashed into all these things.
I have another thing that kind of explains that's why I sometimes wake up and like you said and I'm so thankful the dream didn't happen.
Yeah.
One of the dreams that has this kind of makes me think that dreams don't have a meaning and dreams are just like they could be any emotion, but this dream that I'm about to describe is just like me being stressed about something. So I've had dreams where in real life I'm 20, but in these dreams sometimes I'm like 24 or something like that. And it's me being in high school and me being like, why didn't I finish these classes? I'm 24 and still in high school. And sometimes I wake up at like 6 o'clock and I actually think I have to get ready for school because it takes like five, you know, you get not even like it takes like 5 minutes to adjust to reality. And it's just, I haven't had it like in the past like 2 weeks, but I absolutely despise that dream because it just like high school was cool, but I just like had, I don't know. It's just way. I don't know why I dream about that. I mean, I don't know what the analysis would just be. High school kind of sucked, so why would I want to go back?
You're scared you're going to go back. And then you graduated a year early, so maybe you have like an underlying fear that like they're going to be like, well, you actually have to come back and do the last year.
Yeah.
Even though you wouldn't have to, because they could just be like, well, I guess I just won't graduate then.
I have the diploma.
Oh, yeah, but you just have like much of an underlying fear that they might take it away and be like, you have to do the last year.
Oh, yeah, it could be something like that.
But have you ever had these dreams where, like, it's about real life and it's so annoying? Because, like for example, like, if I'm working on something, like, kind of in, not intensely, but, like, I'm just, like, putting a lot of focus into it. Like, I remember whenever I was, like, filming something, like, 10 years ago, like the Fred movies, for example, I would have dreams that I was still on set, which was so annoying because I felt like, oh, my God, even in my dreams I'm there. And then even recently, like, if I'm editing a video, I'm, like, really into it. Then when I go to bed, I'm still editing the video. And even, like, with... Like, there's so much stuff like that. Even when I played The Sims, I remember on the podcast talking about how last year in quarantine, I started playing The Sims. And I must have gotten too into it because it started being in my dreams where I was playing The Sims.
No, that's... Okay, that's another thing I hate about dreams. I didn't think about this, but... Okay, there's times when I have this... Like, I thought of this video idea that I love. And it's a Monday night and I'm planning on filming it on Tuesday. I go to bed on Monday... And for some reason, in my dreams, This isn't reality, though, but in my dreams, I get stressed, like, oh, the video isn't happening, it's Tuesday, why am I not filming it? And it's an annoying thing, because it's like, I literally don't feel like this in real life. Why is my brain making me feel like this in my dreams? So, like, sometimes with work and stuff, or just anything, if you get, like, so involved in it, somehow your dreams correlate with it, and I don't get how that works.
It probably happens to everyone, because, like, even, like, back to the school thing, I remember being in high school, and, like, so many of my dreams were about high school when I was in high school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure, like, if you have, like, an office job, like, so many of the dreams are about that.
Another thing that I wanted to, I had to write it down so I didn't forget. I think I said this on another pod, and, like, and this, like, sounds so funny, but do you sometimes get dreams, like, mixed up with actual reality?
I'm trying to think.
Because there has been times where, I think of a dream, and it was such, like, a vivid dream that sometimes I do get it confused with, like, did that happen actually?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen often, but sometimes there's a really vivid dream that seems so real that I think it's real. Oh, yeah.
Or you could have, like, one of those dreary days where, like, everything kind of feels like a dream, and then you'd be like, wait, if you look back on that memory, you might think, like, was that even real?
Last Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
We went to, like, Sam's Club and stuff, but everything just felt like a dream, to me at least, just for some reason. I don't know why. Sundays, this is another phenomenon. It's not as much because I don't go to school, but, like, when I was in high school, the Sunday blues, it's like an actual, like, thing. Well, actually real for me, because I used to, like, oh my gosh, I have to wake up all in the morning. Like, I used to actually just be, like, down on Sundays. Be, like,
oh, yeah.
Not anymore, really, but those days I was.
But I actually remember even when I was, like, 21, I noticed, like, randomly, I'm, like, on Sunday, sometimes, like, Sunday around dinner time, I would start feeling, like, anxious, because I was, like, I don't have to go to school, like, I'm just doing my, like, YouTube stuff and everything, but, like, I would still be, like, in the same mindset of, like, anxiety about, like, going to school the next day.
Yeah, like,
oh, and that was, like, 3 years after I was done with high school.
And that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, because our mom told us that she used to have it, too, because I guess, like, she used to, like, actually, like, when she was, like, in elementary school, like her mom would, well, our grandma would, like, actually have to, like, make her go to school. Like, that's what I'm trying to remember. Really? The story that she told me. And she told me that on Sunday she'd actually be crying and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, mine wasn't that bad, but I remember actually just, like, hating Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just crazy. Okay.
So should we get into the dream analysis?
Yeah, we're getting into the dreams. Okay, the first one. Lucas handpicked all these, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I pretty much just used every single email.
I mean, they're just made up, if we're being honest. We didn't use any of the emails.
We made them all up. Yeah, pretty much every single person who emailed us, I used their dream. Unless it was so long, then I was like, sorry, but we can't read that.
Before this, we're going to recap the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion. I'm joking. I don't really have anything to say about it, even if we were going to recap
it. It was actually good. Andy Cohen hosted, like, it, and it was like a Beverly Hills. It was like a housewife reunion, but with them.
Any reunion that Andy Cohen hosts, it's always good.
Oh, like, yeah, I liked it.
It's just interesting realizing that they're real people.
I know, I still don't believe it.
I don't know how to explain it, but it seems like everything they do is fake. So when it seems like they're real people, it seems so weird. That's my one takeaway. Yeah. Okay, we're getting into the dreams, the first one. I have this reoccurring dream where I'm getting ready to go to the pool, and I'm in my swimsuit and so excited to go swimming. And then I look in the pool and there's a shark in it. And I get terrified and don't end up going swimming. I've told a few friends about it. And they say, something is holding me back. Or I'm scared to jump into something. So the shark, like, represents fear. I feel like that's basic, but what do you guys think? So the rundown is, she goes to the pool. She has this dream where she goes to the pool and she's scared that there's a shark in the water.
But she gets excited, like, getting ready to go to the pool, but then, like, it gets ruined by a shark.
Yeah.
Well, and her friend
thinks it represents, like, her being scared.
Yeah, that would be, like, the most basic analysis that, yeah, she's afraid to jump into something. But she doesn't seem happy with that analysis, so we should try to think out of the box.
Okay, so my initial thought when I was doing this, I actually don't agree with your friends, because I'm thinking back. Okay, so this I literally mentioned this a week ago. We were about to go to this pool that has an 8 feet deep pout. And I actually have this same irrational fear. For some reason, when I go into deep pools, I love deep pools, but I have this irrational fear that, like, people are putting wild sea animals in it, like like sharks and stuff. And I honestly
that would suck.
So if dreams do really mean something, I feel like the deeper analysis would mean you don't want to get deep with yourself, get, like, dig within yourself or other people. because it gets too real for you. You just want to be surface level with yourself and everyone else.
Also, aren't humans...
I feel like I'm like a TED Talk. This is just my guess.
Because I was going to try to think out of the box by saying most of the human body is water. Isn't that a thing? Something like that.
Like 70 or something.
Yeah, something like that. So I was going to say, yeah, some same thing. Like something about like the pool is going to represent like her body. And then my first thought was like, you don't... Like you're scared of your body or something. But I like your analysis better of... She doesn't want to go deep within herself because the water represents her. And then also other people because we're all just water at the end of the day. So like, yeah, she, like you said, she wants to remain surface level.
Yeah, because when you look into pools, you can never really see the bottom because of the bubbles.
Yeah,
because
you're scared that like maybe you'll dive in and just see something you don't like.
Yeah, or maybe you're in college and you're majoring in finance, but you don't want to dig too deep because maybe you like picked the wrong major. It could be something like that. Like hopefully you didn't pick the wrong major.
Yeah, so if you're in college right now, like you, even if you don't know you hate your major, you do. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, but
I like that analysis.
I actually feel like that's good analysis. I feel like fail's too simple.
Yeah, just think, are you maybe surface level with yourself and friends because you're scared of digging deeper? Something to think about. Thanks for sending in your dream.
That was a great one, though. I'm glad I can relate.
All right, next up. Here is my dream. I was at my mom's house fixing my truck window because for some reason the whole window popped out intact. Then somehow there was a dog chasing a small alligator through the fields, and the alligator had a leash and collar on. The alligator then came up to me and bit my foot before I could jump in my truck. But it got more of my shoe than my foot, so I wasn't injured. And that's where it ended.
So she was fixing a truck window. And then an alligator tried to bite her.
So basically she was at her mom's house fixing her truck window.
Yeah.
And first of all, the whole window of the truck popped out intact. Like it wasn't cracked.
So first of all, that's just a weird coincidence because that wouldn't happen in real life.
Yeah, so it almost is like there's something about you that you think is broken, but like really it's so easy to fix. But then this alligator ruins everything.
By trying to bite her, right?
And then it does bite her? Oh my god, this actually has a lot of things. So first of all, the truck window pops out intact. So it's kind of easy to fix, even though I don't know how truck windows work. But like, I'm guessing that's an easy fix. You don't have to buy a new window.
You can just put it back in or glue it back in.
Yeah, you would think you'd have to buy a new window, but you don't. But then this alligator chases her, which doesn't let her fix the truck window. But... it bites her, which she thinks, oh my god, I'm dead. But she said she wasn't injured because all it did was bite her shoe. So it kind of just shows that, like, she thinks, maybe, this is my analysis. You think that there's so many things about yourself and your life that are horrible, but really, there's some easy fixes, but you almost don't want to see them. You don't want to see the easy fixes because you'd rather believe that it's unfixable.
Yeah, because the dream...
That's my analysis.
Because I kind of get where you're coming from. Because the dream was like, oh, put back in the window... But then the alligator's representing you being like, oh, but it's like so, I don't want to change that about myself or whatever. So yeah, but this one, but yeah, I feel like with these dreams, what I was thinking of when you were reading it, there was like little meanings and those big meanings. So like, so a little meaning would be you're scared of alligators, which I am too. But then there's a bigger meaning like.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it's like, there's an easy... Something that you want to, like, change about yourself or, like, you, I don't know, feel guilty about.
Yeah, say, for example, like, you're one of those people who's, like, I hate avocados or something. Or, like, you're so picky about food, which, like, really it's an easy fix. Just, like, eat the avocado.
Yeah. You know? And alligators are green, which, like, adds, you know? I thought of something while I was going to the bathroom. Do you necessarily believe that everything you see, have you heard the thing where... all the faces you see in your dreams are faces you've seen in real life because your brain can't make up a face.
Oh, yeah. But I also think maybe couldn't your brain take like three faces and mix them into one? Or is that not a thing?
Yeah, I think it would also work like that.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
But I feel like your dream can make up random things that I don't even... like that you've never seen.
Stuff like that is weird how like they say your brain can't make up a new face. Because I think there's also a thing that I read which doesn't really make sense in... today's world, but it said that people can only remember like 150 people, which like most people's extended families are at least 20 to 30 people. Like if you think of all your cousins and your grandma and all of your nieces and nephews, you know what I mean? Like Wouldn't that be like 20 to 30 in most people's families?
Yeah. So you've told me about this, and I feel like it's not true or something.
Yeah, because then you have your friends, or there's people you know in school, your coworkers, and then you have all these random TikTok people, influencers, people you've listened to their music, actors, like
podcasters.
Maybe it is a thing where like at one given moment, like you think you know all these people, but you only can remember that.
Wait,
many people.
So with what was it, 160?
I have to look at the exact number, but it was something kind of low like that.
If someone was testing you on this, I wonder, like, how long can you get to like, so you name someone and then say a sentence about them to prove that you know something about them.
Yeah, maybe it's like, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I feel like you definitely can know more people than that. Maybe it's just, yeah, you can't fully, like, know that much.
Oh, would it be you
things.
Actually have to know them?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the next dream. Wait, oh, I thought it was the one that I was reading. I have this reoccurring dream. I have reoccurring dreams about my crush from elementary school, and we're always dating in the dreams. I legit hadn't thought about this guy in probably 15 years, and now he's in my dreams almost every night for about two weeks. What could this mean? Loves you too.
Okay, a random dream about someone you haven't thought of in 15 years.
Yeah, just an elementary school crush.
Oh, but she did have a crush on him in elementary school, so maybe it's just like, that's why it's like layered, you know what I mean? That's why it's stuck. Like the cupcake song, stuck.
Yeah, part of me thinks that this one doesn't have a deep meaning, and the meaning is that in this wild way, even though you were literally in elementary school, you feel like there was something more to that relationship. That's just it.
Yeah,
like in this weird way, even though you were so young and like nothing would have happened, like you kind of just feel like, wait, like you just, it doesn't have to be anything serious. Just like, wait, what would have happened if like in middle school we started dating?
Oh yeah. My analysis is kind of on the same track where I thought, if she hadn't been, like she's been 15 years and she even thought of this person, she's probably, you know, like in the real world now, like, I don't know, like 27 to 30 or something. And so I would think the dream might be, maybe you're thinking, am I on the right path? And you're thinking, so your brain's thinking of like, what would have happened if I would have chosen different things back then? So maybe you're just like starting, you're just wondering about like your course in life.
Yeah. Oh, it could have something to do with innocence.
Oh.
I don't know what necessarily, but since like you in elementary school are so innocent and you kind of feel like when you get older, like... This sounds so weird, but like growing up just takes it out of you.
Oh,
so you feel
yeah.
like you kind of miss the innocence. It's kind of simple, but yeah. That could also
That's
be
our
it.
Professional analysis. You're welcome. Thanks for sending your dream.
Let me explain. I get this vibe that like we're acting to be therapists, but like I literally said we aren't therapists.
Oh,
I
yeah,
didn't
just
say that. I said like
random ass people's analysis.
Yeah.
Analysis. Sorry, the next one?
No. Wait, is that how you said it now, Sai? For one?
I just made that up. I don't know.
Singular?
Let's see. Hey, bros. So you asked for our dreams so the dream analyst experts can dissect them, which is us. I don't know if they actually thought we were going to have analysts on the show, but it's just us dissecting them. So I literally have no clue what this could mean, but I had a dream where I had a pet turtle and I took a picture with it. So I guess I was famous or something in this dream because all the newspapers printed this picture of me saying I was in love with this turtle. And I was like, no, it's just my pet. And I also had a boyfriend in the dream, which looking back on it, slightly resembled Big Sean. And he was so angry with me. Anyways, have a good day. I love this dream. So yeah, the rundown is... She took a picture of a turtle, and then since she was so famous in the dream,
everyone thought she was in love with the turtle.
They jumped to conclusions that like she was dating this turtle, which even her own boyfriend, who was Big Sean in the dream, was mad and being like, "Are you cheating on me with the turtle?"
Big Sean.
I think that my initial analysis would be, she said that she was famous in the dream, so I'm thinking maybe you think that you're holding yourself back in your day to day waking life. Because you're scared people are going to take what you say out of context. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Because if in this dream you weren't so famous, no one would have taken it out of context. But since this dream has so much meaning, your brain purposely made you so famous so you knew people would take it out of context.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
All the newspapers jumped on it in the dream and just, like, it became a fact, even though it wasn't a fact, but everyone believed it was a fact.
Yeah, that's a totally good explanation. So maybe you're just talking with your friends and... Oh, it could be you talking with your friends and you're trying to give them relationship advice and you just want to be honest. It's not anything mean. You just want to say, oh, maybe you and Billy ain't working out. You're just too scared to say it because...
Or maybe you
think it might get taken out of context, like you hate him or something.
Or maybe you in real life, you do always, you are opinionated and you say your thoughts on things and you just feel like this dream is your just subconscious way of feeling like, why does everyone take what I say out of context?
Oh, yeah, it could also be that, like, you are so outrageous with what you say and people just sometimes can't take a joke or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Be you. Let them take it out of context.
Yep.
And ruin your whole life and make Big Sean break up with you.
There's never been a celebrity story that I've heard about people thinking that a celebrity is into bestiality. Has there? Do you know one?
There was one kind of that I know.
The El Miedo one, wasn't it?
Wasn't like an actual one, but the podcast, The Bitch Bible, she got her Instagram deleted because like haters of her, she always had a joke saying like, my dog is so hot and all this stuff. Like it was literally just a joke. But then these people were so mad at her for she had like haters. That they got her Instagram like completely deleted because I'm like, this is disgusting, like abuse of an animal.
I can't believe that. Like the internet's so funny because this is another one that happened really recently. Literally, like I feel like whenever you see something on the internet, you should look for though because like okay, so this isn't even that big of a deal, but there was this article that said Jerry Trainor promises sex in the new iCarly reboot, something along those lines. But if you watch, like, read the article, the thing, he just said, oh, it's going to be more adult, something like that.
Yeah.
But it sounds gross, him saying, there's going to be sex in it.
Yeah, try to make it seem, like, creepy or something.
Yeah, like, it doesn't sound gross, but yeah, so I just mean, like, maybe, I don't know if anyone did take it out of context, but that's, like, one example.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next one. I was following the lockdown trend of laminating my eyebrows. Didn't know this was a thing. You have to use chemicals that perm your brows up or some shit, which I have never wanted to have done slash do before as I like my eyebrows as is. Long story short, I used to have half eyebrows in my teenage years and grew them into lush, beautiful, juicy boys, my pride and joy. Okay, that's nice. I want to know how you did that. Did you put like Aquaphor on your eyebrows? I know people do that. I don't remember much else other than that I was putting on the solution and doing the cellophane step, and then I did the cleanse step where you wipe off the perm solution and, like, clean all the crap from it off. And no joke, my whole eyebrow fell off on both sides. I looked in the mirror and screamed, and my face turned into, like, a face of The Grudge from the movie. Everyone watched Illegally Primary School. Oh, The Grudge, that from who everyone watched in primary school.
Oh, watched Illegally?
Yeah, they said like the face of The Grudge from the movie everyone watched Illegally in primary school. Maybe in high school people did that. I don't know. But okay, this one, I immediately get it. So in the first part of the paragraph, you said that you used to have half eyebrows in your teenage years. I think the dream is basically just talking about, even though now you have thick, juicy boy eyebrows, I feel like your dream was just like poking at that insecurity that you used to have. And maybe you kind of have a fear that, wait, what if my eyebrows went half again?
Oh, yeah.
I think just trauma. That simple.
The trauma of having half eyebrows.
Yeah, so you just were really insecure about your eyebrows, but now they are thick and juicy and you just had a fear that. Like, I feel like everyone has dreams like that. I can't think of one specifically, but I've had dreams about where I fixed something and then I had a dream where it wasn't fixed anymore.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Think of a specific, but that has happened to me, so I think this
That's
is just one of those
happened to me a
dreams.
Lot with smoking cigarettes, because there was like a stage in my life when I was in high school where, like, me and my friends thought it was so cool to smoke cigarettes, you know?
Yeah.
And then I actually got kind of addicted for a bit, but then I quit. But I still, like, in the past year, it's so weird. This goes back to those dreams where you wake up and you're happy it didn't happen. I had dreams in the past year. I haven't smoked cigarettes in, like, over, like, 7 years or something like that. But, I have dreams where I bought like cigarettes at a gas station and I was like, I'm just gonna have a few. Like, why not? Like, let's just like go. I'm like, I'm not gonna get addicted. Like, let's have a few. And I'm like, I secretly smoke cigarettes with like out anyone knowing. And then I'm like, but then I like in the dream, I get addicted.
Oh, and then
but then
you...
But then in the dream, I think it's so real. And then I wake up and I'm like, and then in the dream, I'm so disappointed. Like, why did I get myself addicted to cigarettes? This is so dumb. But then I wake up and I'm so thankful. Like, thank God. Cause it seems so real that like, up ever. You literally just got addicted to cigarettes.
That's crazy. And it's that literally was 7 years ago. So why is your brain still thinking about that?
I know. Like, my brain still wants nicotine that bad.
Maybe the dream, a deeper meaning, since I heard Lucas's story, and this is basically the same story, but a different thing. Maybe the dream is also saying you kind of feel like you, because, okay, with the nicotine addiction, you don't really have control. And with the eyebrows, you don't have control because it's just your body. So I kind of feel like it's one of those things where you don't have control, but you so badly want to have control. So even though you aren't a nicotine addict, like when you are a nicotine addict, you just don't, you just want more. So you kind of just feel like, yeah, what if I don't have control anymore because you value control so much?
My analysis of her dream is kind of the same as yours. But since she said that she was following a trend to get these new eyebrows, then it ruined her, all of her work. I feel like maybe she, part of her thinks maybe she's following too many trends and it's ruining the true essence of herself.
Oh yeah, you aren't being yourself because you're just following these TikTok trends.
Yeah, maybe
trends.
You're scared that you have a fear that you're going to go down the rabbit hole of just following trends that will actually ruin your everything you've worked for.
Yeah. I didn't know about that trend. Literally,
I think
didn't.
I've actually watched a video of someone doing it. It's like always kind of, like, I'm sure it can look good in some ways, but the one video I saw looked bad.
It's so like, what do you do?
You have long-ass eyebrows, like, because you have grown them out, you know? But then you, like, laminate them up so they're all, like, sticking up. You know, sometimes it looks good, though.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm just thinking about those models that do it.
Yeah. But I remember the YouTube video I watched, I was like, that looks so bad. And even they said, like, this looks so bad. They just wanted to try the trend.
Yeah.
It just looked, like, so weird. I'm sure some people it could look good.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, that's, like, kind of scary because it could end up so bad.
Maybe we watched the same YouTube video and that's what gave you the fear. But thanks for sending in your dream. Next dream. So I have now had 2 infant abuse dreams.
Okay, I was just about to say before you were starting reading it. Like, I love all the other dreams, but I was kind of like, I kind of want a juicy dream. And this one, Audi's getting juicy.
I know, infant abuse. That's all right.
It's juicy in a bad way, but still.
Thanks for sharing. I'm very confused by these dreams. In the first dream, I had a baby, but then sort of forgot about it and left it in the master bedroom of my house for a week. One day, my mom offhandedly said, "Hey, where's your baby?" I freaked out and ran upstairs to find out the baby was dead. Oh my, dark. In the second dream, a married couple with probably about 15 kids under the age of 2, oh my god, 15 kids under the age of 2, dropped all of their kids off at my house. I'm not sure if they couldn't take care of them anymore or if our family was just babysitting, but once they left, we proceeded to put all the babies in the trunk of our car, not a van trunk, a trunk that isn't connected to the rest of the car. I remember my mom telling me to make sure to put them upright. Like, putting them upright is gonna, like, help them in the trunk. Then the location switched to some sort of event center or school or something, and I was transporting all the babies in a zipped up duffel bag?
Wait, so far this dream is killing babies.
And then it said, next thing I know, the duffel bag is empty because all the babies disappeared.
Wait, what? So is there any more to this dream?
No, that's it. So
these were 2 separate dreams, and both the dreams at the end, basically it led to baby killing. Oh, baby,
yeah.
Babies dying.
Like the
maybe
first
not
one,
killing.
The first one was she had a kid and then just forgot she had
2
a kid.
Babies, and then one of them she forgot, right?
No, the first dream was she just had 1 kid, and then forgot about it. And then she was like, oh my god, and then she abandoned it so much it literally couldn't survive.
I don't
survive.
Know how,
the second
what's
dream
your
is,
age?
This, oh yeah, like, are you thinking about, oh my god, are you thinking about having a kid? Because that would obviously be the biggest, that'd be the easiest explanation if she's been thinking about having a kid.
Yeah, because are you like 16 or are you like in your 20s or 30s?
And then the second dream is someone drops off all of their kids to her and she can't take care of them. Like, she's being irresponsible, putting them in the trunk of a car and then a duffel bag.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, what could this, this could mean so many things.
First of all, I'm like glad that you sent this, because if I had these dreams, I kind of wouldn't ever tell anyone, because I feel like people would just assume that you're a baby killer.
But then it doesn't mean anything about her personally, though.
But
it's just,
you
like,
know,
subconscious.
People would think that.
Oh
though.
Yeah. What would my, I don't even know where to go with this. But my most obvious one is like, you were, what was I? I had like a meaning that was
so
obvious. For some
reason,
I
just have the vibe that whoever this is, isn't thinking about having kids. I just have that vibe. But so I'm trying to think of a meaning with that.
I would think that maybe you think you're always worried about like hurting other people. Like, you know, those people who like, they almost bring it to a level where it's toxic, where like, they're so scared of hurting anyone's feelings, or like, they're so scared they aren't a good friend, or like, you know what I mean? they're always worried they aren't doing the right thing. And, like, they're scared that, like, oh, my God, I just really have to, like, always, like, be a people pleaser. Because if I don't, like, in the dramatic case of this dream, like, someone literally dies. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's just simple, like, she's a people pleaser. And, like, this was the dramatic, over-the-top, completely, like, blown-out version of that.
Oh, maybe it could mean what I'm kind of going towards is maybe you, like, you think about, okay, so when everyone grows up, they end up having kids, but you've never wanted kids. So the dream, in a way, is kind of showing you, like, in a weird way, it's showing you, like, you don't need to have kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't need to mean that, but, like, obviously, I'm just saying, like, it could mean, like, oh, like, you can just do you, like,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of just saying, just be yourself.
Or maybe it's saying, yeah, sort of in, like, the exact same vein as yours, it's saying that, like, she just has a fear that she's not going to fit into society's life timeline. Like, she has a fear that, like, she'll never be able to do what society says you're supposed to do. Like, she'll never be able to be a mom and take care of the kid, right? Like, she would mess it up, or she'll mess up what other things that, like...
That's a better way of saying it, because maybe you do want to have kids, but you just don't know. But it basically just is saying, like, oh, you just don't know if you'll ever fit into society's mold.
Yeah, because you think, like, oh, you want to be a mom, but maybe you won't be a good mom, and you'll just leave your kid... You'll forget about your kid for a whole week, you know?
Yeah, I totally understand that.
But thanks for sharing that. That was an interesting one.
I know, it was dark, interesting, all over the place. Okay, hi. Hello. This dream is from a couple months ago, and as soon as I woke up, I wrote it down in my notes so I won't forget it. Hey, that's when you know that it's a good dream.
Oh, yeah, you have to write about it.
Yeah, that never really happens, but mine was probably like 2 months ago when it happened. But this is what I wrote. This is what they wrote. Mom died. Okay, so they said that's why there was no full sentences, because they wrote it right when they woke up.
Okay.
Mom died. Put her in a rotisserie chicken. My brother and his friends were in his room. I ran to them to show the chicken. I went outside. I holding Phoebe, her cat, and Leonard, her dog, or his or theys. I don't know. I'm trying to escape the house, running with chicken in my arms. My boyfriend came over and hugged me, told him to watch my cat. Then my mom's... I'm sorry, guys. Mom's friend and her husband were there, put chicken in ambulance, and mom got... I feel like I'm high. I actually feel like I'm, like, not out here right now, because I'm just reading, like, mumbling. Okay, but still, thanks for sending it. Chicken and ambulance. Mom got fixed because her mom is the chicken. Because
she put her dead mom into a rotisserie chicken, right?
And was a person again and came home. We all sat on the couch and played game in living room. She says something and we wrote down how much we want it. Also, my mom's favorite food is rotisserie chicken. So, okay. So, do you want to eat it so you can get, like, a full...
I mean, from just what you said, it just sounds like her mom died. She put her mom into a rotisserie chicken. I don't really know what the dogs had
then,
to do with it.
And then her brothers and her siblings said something about it.
And then her mom's friend came and rushed the rotisserie chicken to the hospital, and the mom ended up being fine. And her mom's favorite food in real life is rotisserie chicken. Whoa.
You this feel like is you're a lot of stuff.
You feel like you're losing your mom to rotisserie chicken. Maybe her love her love of rotisserie chicken is that deep that you're starting to feel jealous of the rotisserie chicken.
I'm trying to think, because I feel like this is a really interesting dream, but I feel like it's above me, like, to comprehend it. Because it could be so deep that I don't even can't even comprehend it.
Maybe you're scared. Since your mom's favorite food was rotisserie chicken, and then she died and became a rotisserie chicken, maybe you think that your favorite thing in life is going to end up being your demise.
Oh, it could mean... So your mom died, you put in a rotisserie chicken because you feel like... You will never... This sounds so funny, but you feel like you will never be able to live up to the rotisserie chicken because... She adores it so much, but you kind of feel like she doesn't adore you as much as the rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
So that's why you shoved her in a rotisserie chicken, because you thought, this is what she loves the most. If only she loved me more.
Oh.
So you shoved her in there because you were like, I'm just going to put her with the thing she loved the most. But you were a little bit envious because you wish when she was alive in this dream that she would have loved you more than the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah. So basically your mom doesn't love you as much as her favorite food. That's our analysis.
That's so weird comparing food to people.
Thanks for sending that. That was a wild ride.
I know. And I loved how you wrote it right when you got up so you would remember it.
So this dream, they actually became psychic. They think that they had a psychic dream.
Oh, okay. I love this.
So they said, I had a dream that my old high school best friend, let's call her Tammy, cheated on her boyfriend with Miguel from Cobra Kai. I never watched Cobra Kai, so I don't know who Miguel is, but... So she had a dream that her old high school best friend cheated on her current boyfriend with a Cobra Kai star, and she felt guilty in the dream for not telling her boyfriend. Anyway, that was the dream. 2 days go by, my sister calls me and tells me she has tea about Tammy in real life. Before she could tell me what the tea was, I told her about my weird dream, and she said, well, basically that's spot on to what actually happened. I was freaking out at that point, and she hadn't even told me what actually happened with Tammy and her boyfriend. She then goes on to tell me that Jason actually cheated on Tammy with a coworker and dumped her. So in revenge, Tammy hooked up with one of Jason's best friends. And I guess Tammy still wants Jason back, which she said, like, girl, get a effing grip, boo.
So co-worker, Cobra Kai.
Oh.
Kind of rhyme. I'm joking, they don't.
And then she said, I also believe in manifestation. So what if I manifested this through my dream and I'm the reason why they cheated on each other? You are the cause.
Oh, my gosh.
You were the whole reason.
I kind of like how she thinks this is psychic because I actually get where she's coming from. So if dreams are psychic, I feel like they won't just be blatant. So if for if for some reason I was gonna go on a zipline and fall off in a week, I feel like in my dreams, if my dream was all gonna be psychic, it would be something like I'd be running and then I'd trip and fall into a hole. And
that wouldn't be spot on.
Yeah, because I feel like if it was blatant, that would just be a little too serious or something.
Because in the dream, the girl cheated on the guy with a star, and in real life she revenge cheated on him with his best friend. So a star and best friend, like, those are both, like, important, I guess. So maybe it's that's
yeah
what I'm also
this
in your
is
dream
really weird because that, it's so crazy how the dreams correlate with real life.
And in the dream she felt guilty for not telling the boyfriend that he got cheated on, so maybe it proves that, like, you're sexist. Just kidding, hopefully that isn't true. But maybe you just maybe the meaning of the dream is, like, you do sometimes know what's going on, but you jump to conclusions that are false. Like, in this dream, she jumped to the conclusion that it was all the girl's fault, when really she got cheated on first, and that's why she revenge cheated.
Yeah, so maybe the meaning could be sometimes you over-exaggerate things a little bit.
Yeah, you don't listen to all sides of the equation. You pick one side and go gung-ho with it. I've never said gung-ho in real life. Gung-ho? What's that even mean?
What does that? I don't know.
Have you heard someone say they went gung ho? I have no idea.
I've heard it probably like once.
Let me have to do this. Make sure it's not something offensive.
But yeah, for some reason I kind of got that vibe too.
Gung ho means just eager. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that is really interesting because in a way, like, so you will. Yeah, because this is what I was gonna say. Because in the dream, Tammy hooked up with the Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Person, the star from Cobra Kai. In the dream, I feel like if the dream continued, Tammy would regret hooking up with the Cobra Kai person because just with common sense, I feel like all of us, for example, if I had such a big crush on John Stamos, yes, he's good looking, but I don't know if I mean, if he asked me out, maybe I'd go on one date. But okay, so if I was dating someone seriously and I left him for John Stamos, just with common sense, I feel like I don't know if everyone has this vibe, but I feel like you'd end up not liking it or thinking, I regret this.
Oh,
Because it just is, they're just famous at the end of the day. That doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't mean how they're going to act. It doesn't, like, won't impress you in the long run.
Oh,
but, yeah. So what I mean is that in the dream, she probably would have also wanted to go back to Jason. And in real life, she wanted to go back to Jason. So I kind of, in a way, do think that those correlate.
That is creepy that, like, you dreamed of that a few days before.
Because I feel like she would also want to, yeah. So I kind of feel like that, too. Is part of you.
Oh my god, thanks for sending us that.
But I'm not even trying to be nice, but I feel like you don't trying to, like, make you feel butthole, but I don't think you manifested that.
Because also, you said this happened 2 days before. This didn't all happen within 2 days, I'm guessing. And also, like, I just don't think you don't feel guilty. You didn't manifest.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Even if like you did, too. Like accidents happen and you accidentally ruined a whole relationship.
Well, maybe your manifest was supposed to happen.
Oh, yeah. It was meant to be.
Your manifestation. Okay. Okay. So, first off, I keep having dreams about my old teacher and I don't know why. It's my teacher from 2 years ago and she didn't have any impact on my life. I don't really care about her. And to be honest, she was kind of a bitch. I also don't really even like her. But from the top of my head, I can think of 3 dreams that I've had within the past year that had her in them. And they aren't like sex dreams or anything. I'll just be having a normal old dream and then she'll have a special appearance. The most recent one I had was last night and it's really weird, but this is what happened. Also, I recently just finished the Fosters, so stuff from the show was in my dream. So I was at a goal at Goals United. Do you know what that is?
No.
At Goals United, not sure. And my mom was coming to pick me up, and I said I was gonna stay the night. Then somehow I was in a car with Charlie. We stopped at the place, kind of like the Las Vegas Strip, and my teacher was there with a class. I think it was a field trip. So we do some shopping. And then I start telling everyone how scared I am because my mom is going to be mad if she finds out what I'm doing. And then my teacher calls me over and I talk to her and she gives me advice. Then I gather everyone around and tell them my height because a lot of people tease me about it because I'm really short. But then I go back on the road with Charlie and I woke up. So yeah, I don't know, but it means but spill. So okay, so I keep having this thing where I read these dreams and then since dreams are so all over the place, I keep forgetting what's happening.
Oh yeah, I just like the thing of having someone keep recurring, like they have these recurring roles in your dream when in real life like they aren't important. They are important to your life. Like that is funny, like having like the teacher from 2 years ago who like you don't even think of, and you weren't like, oh, she's my favorite teacher. It was just like kind of neutral, and you're like, I don't really like her that much. But she makes all these appearances in your dream. Like, that is so funny.
I know, because why would that even happen?
I know.
If you didn't, you also thought she was a bitch. Okay, so first of all, who's Charlie? Is it someone from the, oh, Charlie D'Amelio going on tour, and I was worried because I missed a whole sentence. She was somehow I was in a car with Charlie D'Amelio going on tour, and I was worried because I'm like in another state and my mom will be mad if she finds out.
Oh,
so that's how she got to Las Vegas. I was confused.
Okay, so she went on tour with Charlie D'Amelio against her, without her mom knowing. Then she sees this bitchy old teacher and is scared the teacher's going to tell, right?
Yeah, so her mom picked us up from, picked her up, us, I'm not in the gym, from Goals United, and then randomly she's in a car with Charlie D'Amelio, she's on tour, she goes to Las Vegas, goes shopping, and her teacher's there, and people
make
fun
of her height.
Yeah, so first of all, the height one makes sense because you said that people make fun of it, so it makes sense why it would have reoccur.
Maybe the reason why this teacher keeps popping up is because, like, did something in that classroom happen where, like, people did make fun of your, like, poke fun at your height, and, like, you're still just trying to, like, get through it.
Yeah, your teacher might be in it because she heard people making fun of you, but she didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, like, maybe something to do with your height. Like, did that happen in that specific class? And then also, like, the Charlie D'Amelio thing. Like, you're on tour at Charlie D'Amelio, but then this whole teacher classroom height making fun of pops up even there. It's like you can't escape it.
It's kind of like my dream of me being older and being in high school. So maybe the whole analysis of these types of dreams are you could be over the shortness thing. You could be so successful, be so loved. By the end of the day, you're still going to be worried or insecure about at least one thing. So it kind of just annoys you.
Yeah. You're like so much time has gone by. Like, why am I still thinking about this?
Yeah. So it could just be a thing where you kind of, it's always with you, even though you kind of wish it would just fly away.
And your subconscious is working through it through these dreams.
Yep.
Thanks for sending. That's the fact analysis. Next dream. The weirdest dream I've ever had was after watching Shrek 2 for the first time in theaters. And that same night, my dad and I had a huge fight. The dream was that my dad and Shrek were going through battles and obstacles in order to see who would be my true dad. They had back and forth banter and talked smack to each other before each challenge to try and psych each other out. I woke up right after it was announced that Shrek was going to be my new dad. I woke up bawling my eyes out and told my dad about it. And even after him seeing me be mentally disturbed by this dream, he thought it was hilarious and still teases me about it to this day.
You think your dad is an ogre?
Oh, yeah. You secretly think your dad's going to transform into an ogre. Because that movie traumatized you as a kid. I'm just going to guess you were a kid when you watched it. And you saw how he could transform from human to ogre. And you're scared that your dad could truly be a monster. An ogre. A swamp creature.
Yeah.
And you're scared that his swamp side of your dad is going to overtake him.
Oh, you feel like you're Pout Ogle. No.
Yeah.
Maybe,
ogre girl.
Maybe you. Okay. So obviously when people think of ogres, they think butt ugly. So you have this feel that you're so ugly, even though you're not.
And your dad's butt ugly.
And you have this feel that you're so ugly. So that's why Shrek ended up being your dad. Because in your brain, it was like, oh, I am ugly. That sucks. But
that could be it.
You're just insecure.
It's not
kinda,
even about her dad being an ogre. Your dad's normal. He's normal. Shrek is the freak. And you have to be part of the freak family now.
Yeah, so you have this insecurity that maybe you're like ugly or you think you're a freak.
Yeah, your dad tried to save you from freak world, but he still couldn't.
Yeah, you have no control anymore.
So maybe you will transform into an ogre later in life.
They're real, right?
Yeah, at the zoo.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, thank you for sharing that. I love anything about Shrek. I need to watch Shrek. That movie is good. Those movies.
I watched one of them in movie theaters. Didn't someone make something really sexual with Shrek?
Oh, yeah, Shrek is life, and it was all about, like, it was something really disturbing. I don't really remember.
Well, for some reason, in this dream, I was also a vaping addict, so they just randomly got into this dream, even though I never vaped in my life. And I kept running around this hotel looking for someone's vape to use, but then every time I could use one, I only got one hit and then it died. So then for some reason, all the people I borrowed vapes from were hanging out in the same room waiting for other vapes to charge, and they were all people I used to be friends with and now hate. Also, for some reason, I said my favorite flavor was grape soda, but how could I even know that? Okay, I instantly know what this is about.
Oh, so she's not an actual vapor, but she was a vape addict in this dream.
So, you think, I kind of agree with you on this one, even though you might not think this. Like, why would people stop vaping? To me, it just sounds dumb, because why would you want to get addicted to nicotine? But obviously, people are doing it. But, yeah, so I kind of feel like you look down upon people that vape. And all of your old friends are the ones that vaped.
Who you tried to get the sauce from.
So you're glad that you're not friends with them. But in a way, you might think that, I think it just is like, you're glad that you aren't friends with them.
Part of you is like, should I just be friends with them? But then the dream showed you, you went to all those old friends. You can only get one hit of the pipe. And then it was dead. Didn't the vape die after one hit each time?
Yeah.
So it's showing that if you go back to these old friends, like, you might get one little hit, but that's it. And then they're going to go recharge their vape, but it probably will never actually. And then you'll just be addicted to the vape. So it's basically saying stay away from these old friends because they are horrible people.
Oh, yeah, because the vape is part of their old friends.
Yeah, like, it's the toxicity, you know?
Yeah, because literally nicotine is toxicity.
Yeah, and even how you had to lie to them, like saying, like, oh, my favorite flavor is grape soda. Like, you lied to fit in with them. Like, you never really fit in with your old friends. Yeah, that's a fact.
And you kind of feel like they were like, acting cool. Like, we vape.
Yeah.
So then you kind of feel like, wait, I don't fit in, so I guess I'm going to vape without them. So the dream's basically saying, like, you don't need to fit in, be yourself.
And if you hang out with your old friends, you'll become a drug addict.
Yup.
Moving on.
It sounds a little extreme saying someone's a drug addict if they're addicted to nicotine.
Well,
I guess technically, in my mind,
before I said that, I was thinking nicotine's the gateway drug. And then, like, it leads to heroin.
Oh, is that true, or is that just one of those things they tell you?
Don't they say weed's a gateway drug?
Yeah, and like, everyone always says that's just a lie.
Well, I saw that people thought that and they were like, you're not going to make weed legal because it's a quote-unquote gateway drug. Well, alcohol is also a gateway drug.
Oh, yeah, because
if you drink alcohol and get wasted, you might do coke, meth. You know what I mean?
That's what I was just going to say. Like, is it just weed is a gateway drug because it's illegal in some states? Well,
yeah, couldn't anything
alcohol,
be a gateway drug?
With alcohol especially, like, you could be five drinks in and you feel a little loose and it's like someone brought the worst drug, like coke,
yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to do it. Who cares?
Yeah, once you're six drinks in, you're like, oh, I'll do coke. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Even coffee, guys.
Yeah, everything is a gateway drug, so stay away from it.
It's a Baby Exa song. How does it go?
This is my last hurrah.
No, she has a song called Gateway Drug.
Oh, really?
Should I play it?
Did you know that I'm the reason my last hurrah was big?
Yeah, isn't that
Oh my god, insider influencer info. I did an Instagram story promoting that song. They reached out to influencers and they said, Lucas, you're the reason why this is on the top 10.
So did the, like, that's so crazy that Baby Rex had paid you to promote it.
I know, just kidding. I didn't contribute to getting in the top 10, but I did promote the song. I don't think that ever, I never see influencer stories promoting a song. I think that was like, they tried it.
Yeah, because for some reason, no matter how many followers this influencer has, I feel like it won't work.
But it does because
it counts as streams, right?
Yeah, because we put it in our Instagram stories. Like, for mine, it probably didn't help. But if you got, like, Charli D'Amelio to put the actual song in her Instagram story, each time someone watches that, it counts as somewhat of a stream,
also,
I think.
Also, I get the impact that they're going for because I don't know about anymore, but when Snapchat first happened, Kylie Jenner got on it, I remember there was this, like, summer. Whenever Kylie Jenner played a song on a Snapchat story, it actually got big.
Oh, that's crazy. Like,
it didn't get, like, number one, but, like, people started listening. Let's see how Gateway Drug goes by Booba Alexa.
I'm gonna get copyrighted.
Let me read the lyrics. You say that you love me, but you really love me. Wait, what's the chorus? I just want to know. Oh, your kiss is a gateway drug. So she's saying that a kiss is a gateway drug. What is, like,
oh, to
is
falling
it?
In love with him?
But is it a gateway drug?
It is.
That's the thing.
Okay. All right, next, hey, Lukes and Jacob. This is kind of a more of a recurring dream I have, but I'm a lesbian, and every now and again, I have sex dreams about men, and in the dream, I like having sex with men, but the thought of doing it in real life is gross. What do you think it means? Maybe my first thought is just, like, you are a lesbian, like you consider yourself a lesbian, but maybe you have these little underlying fears that you think, oh my god, what if I got it wrong and I actually do like men or something? Or, like, you're scared that, like, maybe, oh, maybe I'm bi and I'm not a lesbian, I'm bi. Like, maybe it's just, like, this weird internal, like, thing going on in your mind that you aren't even aware of. That's my expert analysis.
Yeah, I feel like it's exactly that. Kind of going back to the Kinsley scale, like, everyone's a little bit, no one's, like, fully anything according to that.
Oh,
Haley.
Yeah, I knew, though, there is a lot of, like, toxic stuff online where, with bi girls especially, it seems like, where if there's a girl who's bi and she dates a guy, people get kind of mad at them and say, like, you aren't even bi, like, just admit that you're straight. So it's kind of like a toxic thing where, like, maybe you've seen that online and you're, it kind of just gone into your subconscious.
Oh yeah, and I just learned about it this week. I didn't know that this was a thing, but there's this thing called, like, gay panic or straight panic, and I think it means, like, okay, I don't know if it's an actual term or just what people on the internet call it, but it's in, like, if you labeled yourself as straight, you might think sometimes, wait, am I gay or bisexual? I thought it's one of those things that you're experiencing.
Oh, yeah. But it's normal. You know, don't read into it too much.
Yep.
Thanks for sending it.
Oh, yeah. Like, just because that gym, it doesn't mean, like, you should, oh, I'm going to hook up with a guy tomorrow night. Like,
yeah, it's just
see
like
how
your
you
brain.
Fail.
It's just your brain, like, being scared of, like, oh my god, my identity, like, what, blah, 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 what if I change or something?
Oh, yeah, because if I, like, married someone, like, most, if I had that dream, I wouldn't divorce them, you know? Taking it to that extreme. Hey, Lucas and Jacob, hello. This is kind of a more reoccurring dream. Oh. Read the same one. Background info. My name is Simon. Do you say it like Simon? The E as an accent.
Oh, Simone, I think.
Oh, sorry. Simone. And I have a long-term boyfriend. In my dream, I was on Love Island, but purely on a relationship basis, as I had a boyfriend on the outside.
Let's say friendship basis.
Oh, friendship basis, because I had a boyfriend on the outside. But I was determined to win the money for us, so I was doing what I needed to do, and all the other contestants knew what I was doing. As I got to the end, I was busy being crowned when all of a sudden a bunch of children with knives, so she ended up winning, came out. Cubbobs. How do you say that? I literally don't know.
Cupboards.
Cubbobs. What's wrong? And like the surround, I literally had like a thing. And the surrounding areas and started stabbing everyone to death. Then I woke up. So basically, she went on Love Island to win the money, but she was lying because she didn't actually want to marry or date anyone. And then she ended up winning, and little kids tried to stab her to death. And then she
maybe
woke
that's
up.
Just the dream is warning you. Like, your boyfriend might be so chill with, like, oh, go do this, go do that. But, like, if you go and do those things, like, for example, if you went on Love Island just on a friendship basis, but you're tricking everyone to think you're dating them on the show to win the money, maybe it would actually ruin everything, because hence the children coming out at the end with knives.
Yeah. Oh, it could also have something to do with lying. It could mean, like...
Yeah, don't lie.
Yeah, like, just always try to be honest. Oh, and maybe don't value money that much.
Oh, yeah, like, you are willing to put your relationship on the line to win this Love Island money, when in the end you just died. You didn't get to enjoy the money.
Oh, yeah. Something that I feel like it doesn't have to do about money.
I just feel like it's showing that, like, you're really toxic. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Thanks for sending in your dream. That is funny, though, like, going on Love Island, having a whole dream about that.
I know.
And you won. Like, congrats. But then you died, so that sucks. This is the last one, guys. I had a dream I just had to share with you guys. My dream was that my friend said to me, I want the music and fashion of the Twilight series to unironically guide my life choices. At first, I thought that was a funny thing, but then I was thinking about it more, and it actually sounds kind of fun.
So the music and fashion choices
this
of
is what
Twilight?
Her friend said in the dream. I want the music and fashion of the Twilight series to unironically guide my life choices. And at first she thought, like, oh, that's a funny saying. But then the more she thought about it, she was like, I might actually want to do that.
What music's in Twilight?
I do remember there was the soundtrack to the first Twilight was so good.
Like, what's a song that I would know?
Paramore Decode, I don't know. You probably wouldn't know, but you might.
Oh. Yeah.
Isn't that what's like, come on, be out of here. Does that ring a bell?
No, like, because when I think of movie soundtracks recently, I think of, 50 Shades of Grey. That one had
yeah.
so many good
Twilight
songs.
Had like so many good ones.
Yeah, maybe I don't know if I listened probably.
So the music and fashion. I don't remember the fashion of Twilight really. Weren't they just wearing like jeans?
Yeah, wasn't the fashion kind of like they were always wearing like chic clothes kind of like they like the Edwards wore kind of so was that the last name?
Not
the Collins wore kind of chic and fancy.
Yeah, this dream really touches me personally because I just finished the whole Twilight series. And I'm, like, so sad it's over.
You can
like,
read
I
the know, other one, though.
But there's another one where it's from Edward's point of view. I don't want to know his point of view. Like, yeah. I just don't want to relive it again through his lens. Like, I understand why people read that who are fans of the series because they all read it 10 years ago. So 10 years later, they're like, oh, I'll read it through his point of view. But I feel like it's too fresh for me to read Edward's point of view.
Yeah, I get what you
but
mean.
But the whole series was so good. Like, I'm just so sad it's over.
Like, I kind of do want to read the whole series. I only read the first.
I just loved, like, every night, like, going into that little fantasy land.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where I was Bella.
So, the thing with the dream that you were explaining, I still don't... I feel like I'm not aware of Twilight enough
yeah,
to understand where
of,
you're
like,
coming from.
The themes of Twilight, the whole series, are kind of like, she would do anything for love. You know what I mean? Like, she left her... She even was down to, like, never see her own parents again, just for this one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of, like, toxic in some ways. In, like,
Nuh-uh.
A lot of ways, actually.
Nuh-uh.
Sure. Her high school boyfriend. She was willing to leave her family for him. Like, sis.
So throughout the whole book series, was she always in high school? Or did, like...
No, she ends up graduating. But actually, the book doesn't... There is a lot of toxic parts about Twilight. But in the book, Edward doesn't want her to do it, though. So it's a little bit less toxic. Like, he actually says, like, he tries to leave her. And he's like, I do not want you to become a vampire. You should just live a regular life. Like, this is a horrible, like... We don't even have souls. And, like, he said when, like, they die, they might not even go to heaven. But, like, but she ended up having to become... Like, I think everyone knows this right now. Like, she ended up having to become a vampire, but Edward still didn't want to, but he almost had to save her life. But read the book to find out why.
Oh, I love that teaser.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Twilight.
Stephanie Miles bought the rights to
but,
episodes.
What she wanted, the girl wanted advice on her dream. So I'm almost thinking.
I think I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking, like, I don't know. Like, I do like how her subconscious came up with that iconic line. Like, it is funny, like, when you have a dream where there's a quote like that. Because it's like, I would never think of this in real life. Like, why did my brain come up with this?
Yeah, that's why it kind of makes me even think more that dreams have a meaning. Because, like, who's even thinking that? It's not me.
Yeah, that's what's weird.
It's my spirit guide above.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess the meaning would be... You want to be someone else that you're not.
Because
you're not a vampire, but you
yeah,
want to be part
like
of another
world. Yeah, like you
want to
join this fantasy world where you'll live forever and lose everything at the same time.
But honestly, I feel like the meaning isn't that deep because I feel like everyone, if they got to join a fantasy world, they would. Like, it sounds fun joining a fantasy world where the facades aren't fake.
Oh my God. Because
most
like,
of the facades are fake.
But just for a quick discussion, would you want to become a vampire? like in the Twilight sense. So you become, you never die unless you get ripped up and burned. And if you do die, their whole theory is that like, if like heaven exists, like you would not go to heaven because they were like, vampires are so evil, they're monsters. So they're saying like, you're almost giving up everything, but just for this planet's life. You know what I mean? But yeah, you're gonna live forever. But almost like you never can become close with anyone because or else you want to kill them, you want to eat them.
This is one of those times where, if someone did prove to me that they were a vampire and said, do you want to become one? I actually wouldn't want to be a vampire because
yeah,
it'd be fun to be like I'd be down to like do other things, but be a vampire, I just don't have no desire.
Yeah, like I get it if like for me, like I feel like my living human life, like I love so many things about it. You know what I mean? Like, I have this amazing family and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if I was like someone who like in the like for Edward, for example, like his whole family died and like he was about to die, so that's why he wouldn't even have a choice, but he became a vampire that way, where like that's kind of cool then, because like he had nothing left in like human life.
And living forever, it's not something about it, it's like this weird wishy-washy thing.
I know.
If someone told me, okay, there's this pill out where you can live till 300 years. If everyone was doing it and like there was no bad side effects, I'd be like, okay, let's do it. But like part of me wouldn't want to live that long because it sounds, as funny as it sounds like it would get like boring.
Yeah, I'd be like playing The Sims over and over.
Yeah, and I feel like there's only so much you want to do. Like, I
yeah,
feel like
live for like thousands and thousands of years. Like that is so weird.
Yeah, it would just be odd.
But yeah. All right, well, thank you for sending in your dreams.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully we helped someone that sent in a dream.
And if we didn't get to your dream, I'm really sorry, but just know we read them all, and they were all super entertaining, but we couldn't fit them all. This podcast is already over an hour. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, and sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams in a beautiful nightmare. Bye.